episode of The Sarah Fraser Show. Tuesdays usually mean my personal life. You know, I talk about my personal life all the time, probably too much of the time. And I give you everything behind the scenes. And right now, what is going on in my life is I'm most likely firing my IVF doctor. Crickets. Okay. I'm sure you're wondering, can you even fire an IVF doctor? Yes. You don't call, you just ghost them. You don't call them back. Or in my case, actually, I may call them and I may have some choice words for them. All right. You know, it's no secret. I share everything about my life. I don't know. I think I would do a reality show. I would do a reality show about my family. But I guess at the end of the day, you need other people in your life to fight with. And I don't fight a lot with Schman. I don't. Although Schman and I do have funny interactions all the time. Oh my God, Schman's a piece of work. Schman is very moody, actually. So Schman is a fan favorite on the Sarah Fraser Show. But if you lived with the Schman star, he's a little, Schman's the star of the show and he's moody. So I would do a reality show, but I guess I need friends. I'd have to be on like Housewives. So anyhow, I will tell you, I had this interaction with my IVF doctor. And in general, I am I'm getting a little bit feistier, I will say, at 40. Something happened to me when I turned 40. Like, I became a bitch, I guess. I became a CU. I don't know what it is, but when I turned 40, I no longer give a fuck what anybody think. I genuinely don't care. And I always, in the back of my head, know I will be totally fine. If I love doing the podcast so much, if the podcast went away, I would completely be okay. Is that awful? I should care more about my work, right? I don't care if people like don't want to listen to me anymore. They hate me, whatever. I mean, they tell me all the time on TikTok and I'm live on my TikTok right now. I just don't care anymore. And I don't care. I feel like when you spend your hard earned money on something, I don't expect people to roll out a red carpet and kiss my ass, but I do expect a level of service. And something happened to me last week at the IVF doctor, and I think I'm going to call them and fire them. And I'll tell you what it is. And you can tell me if you've had this similar IVF experience. I'm also going to share, you guys have been giving me your amazing baby recommendations. I'm going to give you an update on where I am with that because I was very frustrated. About a month ago, I did IUI for the first time. It did not work. It failed. I told you about it here on the podcast. It's a very easy procedure, by the way. I'm always nervous about surgical procedures and the dentist, mostly because I don't like any pain, but load me up, you know, load me up with, they give you the lidocaine. I always get double lidocaine at the doctor's office and they're always a little reluctant. And I go, look, you know, I don't, whatever it takes, double charge me. I don't care. See, this is what I'm talking about. I am willing to pay, but like, you know, you better treat me right. Otherwise I've had it. Like I'm going to tell you, okay. So the IUI was so easy. If you're thinking about doing IUI, do it. I don't know. What I find out about IVF and IUI is all these things, and they're a science. People say to me, well, Sarah, it's not a perfected science yet. But you have to do these procedures multiple times. Like what you start finding out about IVF, IUI, I think IUI, the chances of IUI working the first time around is 15%. It's like, who would take those odds? Now, I know some people have to take those odds because your insurance company might have like a list of things you have to do. Like you might have to do IUI three times before they'll pay for IVF or something. So that's a reason to do it. But I'm just like, does IVF, IUI work that often? 15% is so fucking low. Like, why wouldn't you give me a better odds than that? I'll tell you what I'm reading. If you are in the IVF journey like I am, or the baby making journey like I am, what I'm reading, we also have to get to Stolen Youth, the documentary that is out on Hulu about the Sarah Lawrence situation. I cannot even believe that really happened. So we'll talk about that. Short people are living longer. I'll discuss. And now there's a new makeout device. So if you are in a long distance relationship, there is a new device that allows you to make out with your significant other. Oh my God, sign me up. I mean, I live with Schman and I would do this. Like love Schman. Like, I want to jump Schman's bones all the time. And Schman is like, Schman ain't having it. He wants a break. He does not want to make out 24/7. So let me thank a couple of sponsors and then we'll get right into the IVF pregnancy journey because I know people are very interested in that. So many of you are struggling to have a baby. It's the worst feeling in the world when you just want to have that little bambino. And, you know, the minute you start trying to have a baby, of course, all of your friends get pregnant. So that's always good. Like if you want your friend to get pregnant, then just announce that you're trying for a baby because like your bestie always gets pregnant. And, you know, I mean, of course, right? So you can always wish that on them. I do want to thank our sponsor, Dr. McGee in Bethesda, Maryland. If you are thinking about having plastic surgery, he's the best of the best. I'm talking about boob lift, boob implants. They call them breast enhancements. I call them like, you know, titty lift. But I think Dr. McGee is much more professional than that. I know he is. He's board certified. He's been in business almost 30 years. When it comes to plastic surgery, we see a lot of people online, a lot of celebrities that go to different countries. While there are certainly some safe people overseas, they really do have very different standards when it comes to plastic surgery than we do here in the United States. And you need to be seeing a board certified. There's a lot of other fancy names around it, like board associated plastic surgeon. No, they need to be board certified. That means that they've had to do surgeries in front of their peers. They've had to submit surgeries before, after, all the details. And they're reviewed by highly board certified surgeons, and then they are given that certification. It's not something you get even after 1 year. Dr. McGee is offering a rare 10% off to new patients. Just mention the Sarah Fraser Show. He sees patients from all across the country. So before you're thinking about flying to Mexico for that boob job, fly to Bethesda, Maryland. Make an appointment at cosmeticplastics.com. They're a full boutique, by the way. So they do everything from lip injections, eyelid lifts, Botox, lasers. You can get everything. And Dr. McGee is known for his amazing body surgery. Go to cosmeticplastics.com. A reminder for all of my TLC fans, on Wednesdays, I do TLC Talk. It's a recap of the biggest TLC shows and gossip. Tomorrow, I have Darcy and Stacey on. Darcy and Stacey became famous when Darcy was on 90 Day Fiancé with Jesse. Well, they're back. They're for season four. They now have their own show. They're identical twins, Darcy and Stacey. Tomorrow on the podcast, I ask them directly. You know, Darcy is no longer with Georgie. But here on TikTok, there was the huge rumor from Aaron Carter before he passed away that Georgie had hooked up with his ex-fiance, Melanie. Is the rumor true? I asked Darcy and Stacey straight up. Also, what did Darcy and Stacey think of Jesse helping Joe Exotic? Joe Exotic, of course, became famous with Tiger King, is in jail, and Jesse from 90 Day Fiancé, Jesse Meester, I think is his last name, how I say it, is trying to free Joe Exotic from jail. So what do the women think about that? And other surprises they have in store for us for season four. All right, so my IVF journey. I went to the IVF doctor. My IUI failed, as I mentioned. So after the IUI failed, is this weird to anybody, by the way? Please jump in. I'm live on TikTok. Please jump in if you think this is weird or if I'm in the wrong. My IUI fails. I message them through the portal. Everybody gets a patient portal now. And I said, you know, my IUI didn't work. Let me know the next steps from the doctor, like what we need to do. And the nurse messaged back, okay, great. Actually, they didn't message back for quite a while, like 3 or 4 days. Like, okay, hi, I just spent over. And by the way, I'm paying out of pocket for all this. So I've spent over $4,000. I guess that means nothing to them. I don't know. To me, it's like a mortgage payment. I didn't hear anything for days, so no problem. I know that I'm not their only patient, so I just messaged again and said, hey, just wanted to know, like, next steps, like, are there other, like, hormone panels I could be doing or why this might not work? You know, what might the doctor say? Then I get a note back. Oh, sorry, it didn't work. Call us the first day of your next period. Yeah, somebody from the office will give you a ring. Okay. Nothing. Didn't hear anything. Okay. Couple days go by. I message again, hey, just waiting like for, you know, can I speak to the doctor? I'd love to talk to the doctor about, you know, why this might not have worked or, you know, next steps. Then I get a message. I ought to play the message. I get a message from the office that says, Sarah, this is the office administrator. Yes, you could speak to the doctor. We can book a 20 to 30 minute consultation for $330 if you would like to speak with a doctor for follow-up. Let us know. And I have never called back. This is over a week ago. This is like a week ago. I have not called back and they have never called me. So wait, maybe they're firing me as the patient. Like maybe they're like, you know what? We don't want this bitch as like in our roster. Are you telling me we have paid you over $4,000 and the doctor can't call me and talk to me for 15 minutes about a failed IUI procedure and next steps? Is that like normal for IVF doctors? They charge you I'm not calling this guy's office every single week. At first I was like, what do I want out of this situation? I want to speak to the doctor for 15 minutes. Shouldn't I just write back and say, hey, can't he speak to me for like 15 minutes? But then I'm like, you know, do I really like the vibe of this whole IVF doctor's office? And I have to say, I'm not really wild about it. So I'm like, do I even want to go back? And Courtney says they got their money and ran. Too bad they don't know you have a platform. Well, I don't know. I hate putting people's like names on blast because a lot of times I feel like it's probably something I did. And again, I don't want to put them on blast because maybe I should call back and say, hey, this seems a little, I don't know, predatory is too extreme of a word, but this seems a little extreme. We've already spent over $4,000. Couldn't I talk to the doctor for 15 minutes? And then if they insist that it's a $330 charge, then I would put them on blast. Like I would use their name. But I'm kind of like, do I even want to stay with them? I really don't. But I don't know. Maybe I should because I've spent over $4,000. Should I see it through with them? I don't really like the vibe. The doctor's nice, but it just, you know, when, like you have to click with their personality. You know, if you're not getting my jokes, I can't in good conscience write you like a $30,000 check. You know, I mean, does it really, like, is that narcissistic? If you're not laughing at my jokes, I can't give you $30,000, you know? But I'm saying, what I'm getting at is, like, I don't think, we don't really, he doesn't have a very great personality, just being honest. I mean, he's very nice, he's, like, polite, but he's very, very dry, very dry. And I will say, this was my little red flag moment. One of the first appointments I had, you know, they had Schmann do everything, right? They have Schmann do blood work, semen analysis, like all this stuff. Great, you know, you want to know that. So when I was going in for like a follow-up appointment and after Schmann had gotten the test, I said, you know, so what was my husband's like semen? You know, what was the results of these tests? And he's like, you know what? I'm going to have to go look. Okay, fair enough. He comes back. Then I said, all right, well, what about like my thyroid level? And he's like, I'll be right back. I got to go look. I'm just like, okay, isn't that like a little red flag? You're not prepared. I don't expect you to memorize my shit, but like, wouldn't you have everything printed out in front of you so you could quickly look? And wouldn't you see? And then I think I just overthink things, right? Because I think, well, maybe he didn't look at my stuff because nothing popped up that's red flag. I'm trying to talk myself into staying with this guy, aren't I? Right? Isn't this what we do? We talk ourselves into people that don't deserve us. So the bottom line is this. I have not called them back yet because I've already auditioned a new, he's auditioning for me, by the way. I've auditioned a new IVF doctor. Okay. And I'm going to go see him before I call this IVF doctor back and give them a piece of my mind, which is basically, I think that it's insane that we've spent over $4,000 and they won't give us a 15 minute free consultation with the doctor. I think that's fucking crazy. Am I wrong? Please go to my Instagram, DM me, or I'm going to put a picture of this. I'm going to do this will be up so we can have a discussion on my IG because I would love your feedback. I think this is just insane. People are shouting out that they love Shady Grove if you're in the Washington, D.C. area. By the way, Shady Grove, I've actually looked into because they have multiple, they actually have IVF clinics all across the country now. But the closest one to Los Angeles, I think, is Texas. So I'm not sure that will work. You shouldn't go back to the IVF doctor that wanted to charge you. They should be talking to you. If they don't, blast away to help others. Well, I will blast away after I do want to give them the benefit of the doubt by calling them and saying, hey, I think this is insane that you would want to charge me $330 for a 20-minute consult after we've spent over $4,000 and IUI didn't work. I want to like give them that benefit of the doubt before I blast them. And I need to look for another IVF doctor. And can I just say this? I say everything on the show, and if I get canceled, I get canceled. I've also heard from other women that they only go to female IVF doctors. Now, look, let's talk about being sexist, okay? Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm just going, what? Fine. You can yell at me. I can't believe, if this was the other way around and we were saying this about somebody else, if it were guys saying that they wouldn't work with women, this would be, you'd be blasting them. You're right. I probably would. You're right. I'm a hypocrite in so many like aspects of my life. And this is why I've unfollowed so many celebrities on social media. I cannot stand the fucking hypocrisy. It's why I've given up on so many motivational speakers that I used to follow. But the hypocrisy is so insane out there. I just want you to know, like, this podcast episode is brought to you by Sarah's Hypocrisy. I fully like do what I say, not what I do. But should you kind of, I mean, like a lot of women are saying to me, you should only basically have a female IVF doctor. Like they're the best. Like they know what's going on with the vagina because they have one. I don't know. What is your take? Should you hire a female IVF doctor? Sips or tea? Please let me know. Tell me what you think about that. Also, I have gotten some great recommendations from people. I've started reading the book It Starts With the Egg by Rebecca Fett. So if you are on your own IVF journey, this one came highly recommended. Really great. Gives you some supplement information. Supplements when it comes to getting pregnant. I'm on some now because I also I like it starts with the egg and then I like Amy. Is it Amy Rapp? R-A-U-P-P, Roop. Somebody recommended me to her and I'm obsessed with her too. She's really, really great. She really helps women over 40 get pregnant. Hello. I love both women. Now, Rebecca and Amy kind of have conflicting information when it comes to supplements. Like it starts with the egg, DHEA, I think, or DEHA. There's a very controversial supplement to take. It starts with the egg. They recommend it. Amy says to be very cautious about it. So, and of course, I did call my tried and true. If you are looking for an awesome OBGYN, this is not sponsored, but Dr. Winterling in Arlington, Virginia, in Northern Virginia, is like the best of the best. And I called her and I was like, do you think this is normal, what my IVF doctor just did? And she said, no, you need to find somebody else. And she gave me some recommendations in Los Angeles. And then she also said there really is not a lot of science that supplements work. So it's really about what you eat. So there you go. I don't know. Take it for what you're worth. But I love It Starts With the Egg book. And I think I'm going to order some of Amy Rapp's or Roop's. I'm probably saying her, mutilating her name, because that's also what I'm known for, is not pronouncing people's names correctly. Such great books. And supplements that I'm on. I'm on a really great prenatal vitamin with methylfolate, which is like an active form of folate. I'm on, oh my God. Oh, it begins with a U. Oh my, see, this is so awful. Okay, wait, let me look up these supplements. Let me just like say them out loud to you. Oh, I'm on, okay, a prenatal vitamin a prenatal containing at least 200 mcgs of methylfolate. I'm taking that. Oh my God, ubiquinol, 400 milligrams, which is like an active form of CoQ10 per day. I'm not taking vitamin C yet or vitamin E. That's recommended. I'm taking vitamin D every couple of days though, because I actually have a pretty good vitamin D level. I live in Los Angeles. What can I say? I get the sun. And I'm taking a fish oil supplement. Okay. I will say things are going much better. Like, it's interesting. I've been taking these prenatals and this new combination of stuff for like over a month, and I've had like the best period, because my period changed so much after I had my son. Like, it went from 7 full days of cramps, a migraine before. It was, like, intense. Like, insane. Like, do you guys want the descriptions? Like, I mean, going through super tampons, onto pads, changing the pads, super tampons again. Like, it was heavy flow for the first, like, 3 days. Like, I would be places and I was like, you got to excuse me because I'm not sure if this is coming out like my genes. You know? It was, like, that intense. Now it's, like, it was such a trickle, but I'm taking these supplements. And oh, and I'm also taking like a period booster. I have to get the names because somebody recommended this to me and I actually think it's working. Now, of course, let's get pregnant with a healthy baby before I promote all these things. But like, this is the first month I've had a period that was really back to like flow was flowing. So anyhow, thank you for all that. It's going to happen. I'm going to have my healthy baby. I know it. I'm feeling more optimistic. And people are right. I do feel like a little bit this past month, it's actually been really nice to sort of not check in with the IVF doctor or look for their messages all the time. I mean, because I did the IUI about a month ago. And then 2 weeks after that, you take a pregnancy test. It didn't work. A couple days after that, I emailed the IVF doc. We went back and forth, obviously, as I told you, for like a week because they didn't really get back to me. Then they called me and left a message. So it's actually been a quite relaxing week or month because I haven't really had to deal with them. So I guess that's another sign that I should fire my if you don't look forward to their phone calls. I'm also giving thanks to my uterus. I'm doing meditations where you just like thank your uterus and ovaries because your body's done so much for you. My body's been pregnant twice. And it went through this horrible miscarriage and pregnancy cancer and healed from that and had my son. So I'm just like, okay, ovaries and uterus, you girls, you've worked so hard. You've worked, like, I love what you do. You work so hard. Thank you, eggs that have been with me since birth. I just need one more. Ladies, you've done such a great work. Take a little break for a week. And then I'm going to need you to charge up for 9 months, you know? So I'm trying to give more thanks and be more chill and relax. There you have my IVF update. If you know a fantastic IVF doctor in Los Angeles, please let me know. I also have insurance, and I'm looking for one that takes my insurance, Anthem. Anybody out there work in the medical field and want to, I mean, I have ZocDoc that I use, so I've been looking up, but if you know anyone, hello, give me a recommendation. I want someone good that doesn't fucking nickel and dime you. Thanks. All right. Anybody watched Stolen Youth on Hulu? Ooh, honey. This is the crazy Sarah Lawrence story of the dad of a Sarah Lawrence student. And I know two people that went to Sarah Lawrence. They graduated before this because this whole incident happened in like 2007 or 2009. It started. So it is Larry Ray is the guy's name. He's a fucking nut job of all night. He's absolutely mentally ill. I don't even know what the mental illness diagnosis was, but it should be extreme. He gets out of jail for like basically working with the mob and, you know, tax evasion, tax fraud, all this stuff. And he calls up his daughter, who's at Sarah Lawrence, and moves in. And so begins the terrifying reign of like Larry Ray, who slowly, I don't know, the perfect storm of like people converts these people to like be part of his little military. And this, it's so sad. This one girl, Claudia, he turns into his prostitute, who over the course of like 3 years makes him $1 million in prostitution. Like on her high week, she was making $50,000 a week and giving this money to Larry. And of course, if she didn't, she was like terrified of Larry because he was a nutsack who put like pliers, you know, on one of the kids' tongues and threatened to rip out their tongue. I mean, he was such a fucking nut job. This documentary, all these documentaries start out to me, they're almost hard to watch because you can't believe that people would fall for this. And I give credit. There was one girl who was dating a guy that lived in the you know, they live in kind of this like group, you know, it's college, like a group home. There's, I don't know, you know, seven bedrooms or something, and they all share communal spaces. One of the women was like, from the start, she's just like, I knew Larry was a nut job. I like, absolutely not. And they have her on. And the other kids kind of had these red flags, just like what I described with my IVF doctor. But they like were like, well, you know, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, Larry's daughter said that he wouldn't be staying there too long at Sarah Lawrence. And eventually he moves out and gets the kids to move with him. But it is so hard to believe and sad. And also, does anyone know? I mean, was Sarah Lawrence, has Sarah Lawrence been sued? And I hope they've had to pay money. I mean, this college was notified, a guy who was a parent, was living in a fucking dorm and did nothing about it. I think on two occasions they were notified. And then Larry pretended to be a student and wrote in that everything was fine. And like that either Larry wasn't living there or it wasn't an issue. And Sarah Lawrence never did anything about it. And of course, Sarah Lawrence didn't want to participate in the Hulu documentary or Netflix. I can't remember. No, I think it's a Hulu doc. I know it's a Hulu doc. Until the end, and they basically say, you know, I think they issue some statement where they don't really admit guilt, but they just, you know, admit like Larry Ray is a nutsack who was around the campus on 2000 and 2009. It's like, yeah, you fuckers knew and you didn't do anything about it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable story. Thank God. Larry Ray has been sentenced to 60 years in prison. Great. He's in his 60s, so fantastic. Hopefully he will die there. That's terrific. And then Isabella Pollock, 31. By the way, they get Isabella Pollock and this other woman who like are diehard Larry supporters, even though, because eventually everybody begins to realize this man is like a nut and, you know, he's getting them to do things and, you know, his behavior is erratic and crazy. So they all eventually begin to leave, right? Except for these two women who are so brainwashed by him. Three women, because Claudia continues to be a prostitute for him until, you know, like his close to his arrest or like a little before that. And so Isabella Pollock was also sentenced just last Thursday. She's been sentenced to over a year. She pled guilty to a single count of conspiracy in September of 2022. She originally had pleaded not guilty, but prior to taking the plea deal, Pollock had faced a series of charges, including extortion conspiracy, sex trafficking conspiracy, while this poor woman, Claudia, was out being pimped out. Isabella was buying expensive lingerie, staying at 5-star hotels with Larry, of course, and this poor woman, Claudia, was just completely turned out and paying for their lifestyle. She held a privileged position within the Ray family. Oh, my God. And Ray's daughter, Larry Ray's daughter, was never charged with anything. And nobody knows where she is because she dropped off of social media. Anyway, I didn't even know this story existed until I guess I saw something like really quick or whatever on, I don't know, maybe a news story about it. Talia Ray is the daughter. No one really knows where she is. She was apparently down staying with the grandfather in North Carolina. They show that house at one point, like on the documentary. It's crazy, crazy. So I had to watch, and then I was just so disgusted by it. It's so shocking. But I see how, I think people, I don't know, believe no one. That's the bottom line. Now I sound like my mom. My mom's very skeptical of almost everyone she meets. Everybody she meets is like a child molester, abductor, and con artist. Like, I think she has like a circle of maybe 6 people that she trusts. Everybody else, she's like, what do you want? What's your angle? Yeah, everyone. But I don't know. Then I look at stories like this and I'm like, oh, there's truth to it. You have to be so careful. And very strange in 2009 that a college would allow and knowingly know that there was a father. And of course they deny it for a long time, but they have email trail. That they would allow a father to stay there. That's crazy. And that none of the kids really reported it till later on. Insane. Now there's a makeout device. By the way, short people live longer. I love this study that came out. It's so great. It came out. Researchers now say that people that are 5'5 and shorter may actually live longer with longer lifespans. Fantastic. That's great. As somebody who's 5'3 on a good day, fabulous news, you know, because I now have to get onto a ladder to get just about anything. So the fact that at least I'll live, I guess, 5 more years. Great news. Great news. And then in China, China always comes up with like the most amazing thing. China and Japan. Like, doesn't Japan have the penis sculpture park? I want to go to that. Like, can you imagine? I would love to go to like just a dick park. Sounds good to me. So a guy in China has come up with a remote kissing device that you can attach to your cell phone. It has physical lips. It has like real lips. You make out into it and it sends your significant other a kiss back. So your significant other can make out with their own set of lips. Has to be consensual. So both people, you can't send somebody random kisses. Like the person has to agree, like, hey, do you accept this make out? If you decline, then the person cannot have any contact with you. If you accept, your lips, they're fake silicone plastic lips. I mean, it looks like a fleshlight, really. Just Google it. Just Google it. You make out with them. Interesting. Now, look, I mean, would I get one of these and try it 100%? You know, would I surprise Schman with this? Like, Schman, here is a smooching device. So when you are just going to the grocery store, we can smooch. He'd be like, not a chance. But they say it's for people in long distance relationships and people are loving it. Some people, customer reviews say they are so thankful for it. It's kept them in an intimate and monogamous relationship because they feel like they've had actual contact with a long distance partner. Wow. Look at that. What a genius device. And it just literally attaches to your cell phone. All right. Enjoy. There you go. Okay. Weigh in on if I should fire my IVF doc. I think we already know this, but please be subscribing to the Sarah Fraser Show podcast everywhere podcasts are played. Tomorrow, Darcy and Stacey are on with good, interesting scoop about Joe Exotic, about Georgie, about Aaron Carter. You know, I ask the ladies everything. More plastic surgery in their future. What is going on? All that is up. Love you guys. Thank you for listening. Bye, everybody. Yeah.